You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh baby, Lord have mercy. Hey there, jivers and wailers, hep cats and crazy kittens, movers and groovers, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your jukebox operator, bringing you the soul that came before rock and roll. A solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use, from the top of your head to the soles of your worn-out walking shoes. This week we begin a two-part series on one of the greatest female artists of the 1950s. She's a mover, she's a shaker, and a real earthquaker. I'm talking about sweet, sweet Laverne Baker. That rhythm and blues chanteuse with a gospel tinge. She's one of the few blues and rhythm female singers to make it in the field of rhythm and blues and early rock and roll. Of course, she was joined by Little Miss Cornshucks, Ruth Brown, Dinah Washington, and to a lesser extent, Anastine Allen and Lula Reed. This was a mostly male-dominated field. And man, you always knew it was a Laverne Baker record, even though she was going under other names like Little Miss Sharecropper, B. Baker, and just recording the vocals for orchestra leaders. That's where we're gonna start. We'll get into her bio in just a second, but first let's hear her very first record, recorded with the Eddie Sugarman Penegar Orchestra. She was the featured vocalist as Little Miss Sharecropper on the A-sides of two of his records. The first was I Wonder Baby, issued by RCA Victor in March of 49. Penegar himself did the vocal on the flip side, Brand New Baby. The second single, Easy Baby, came out in May of 49. Penegar is singing the flip side, Lost in Blue. Let's kick off part one of our two-part special on Laverne Baker, featuring her recordings from 1949 to 54. Here's her very first record with the Eddie Sugarman Penegar Orchestra, I Wonder Baby.
I wonder, baby, what have I done
Easy Baby by the Eddie Sugarman Panagar Orchestra, featuring a very young Laverne Baker, who was billed at the time as Little Miss Sharecropper. She was actually born with the name Dolores Laverne Baker on November 11, 1929 in Chicago. After her family moved to Detroit when she was 17, she started billing herself as Little Miss Sharecropper. That's probably because there was another artist out at the time called Little Miss Cornshucks, and in order to get more bookings, Laverne wanted to be confused with her. Her career took off in Detroit, and she was a featured vocalist at the Flame Show Bar. Around this time, she married a guy named Eugene Williams and started calling herself Dolores Williams. She would write songs under the name Dolores Williams for the rest of her career. Her very first recording sessions probably happened sometime in 1948 for Columbia Records, but those sessions have never been released. So in 1949, Panagar picked her up and she was the featured vocalist on Side A of two records. I Wonder Baby, which RCA issued in March of 1949, and then followed it up with Easy Baby from May of 1949. After leaving Panagar's band, she started recording solo material for the National label in 1951. She only cut two sides for National and has the unique distinction of being the last record National ever issued. We're going to hear both sides of those two National singles right now. The first is I've Tried, backed with How Long, and we'll follow it up with the second single, I Wanna Rock, backed with Take Out Some Time. So here's Laverne Baker, billed as Little Miss Sharecropper, I've Tried, on the Juke in the Back.
I've tried and I've tried, oh, I've tried. Yes, I've tried and I've tried to give my heart a guide. It's just that all my life I've been living a lie. But now I'm making just a little vow. But now I'm making just a little vow. I'll hang on someday, some way, somehow. All of my life there's been so much loneliness, and all of my hopes seem so endless. But I'll hang on, baby, you won't put me down. Well, I'll hang on, baby, won't let you put me down. 'Cause I'll make it someday, some way, have a man been gone? Oh, tell me how long have a man been gone? Oh, how long have a man been gone? Well, a day rolling down the track. Well, a day rolling down the track. I want my baby. gets by.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Please take out some time, baby. shouldn't do. You run around, baby, doing things you shouldn't do. You expect me to love you, be kind and also true.
The last single issued by the National Record Company just happened to be a Laverne Baker record. Of course, she was billed as Little Miss Sharecropper. That was I Wanna Rock, backed with Take Out Some Time, 1951. 1951 was a big year in young Laverne Baker's life. She began recording with Maurice King and his Wolverines for the Columbia label in May of 1951. She had three releases with Maurice King, where she was the featured vocalist on side A, and the side B's were filled out with Maurice King instrumentals. At this time, Laverne Baker went through another name change. She finally dropped Little Miss Sharecropper and picked up the name B. Baker. The first record with Maurice King and his Wolverines was released on Columbia in May of 1951, called Good Daddy. The second single, I Want a Lavender Cadillac, came in June of 1951 on the OK subsidiary of Columbia Records. The third and final single, Make It Good, was released in August of 1951, also on OK. So here's Laverne Baker as B. Baker, singing with Maurice King and his Wolverines, Good Daddy, as we feature all of Laverne Baker's early recordings here on the Juke in the Back.
See, baby. I promise I'll be good to you. I want a lavender Cadillac with lots of chrome on the front and back. Get me a car like Sugar Ray's, and I'll be loving you always. I want to be your honey, be there when church bells chime. But if you don't have that money, then I just don't have the time. My mind just travels along one track. I want a lavender Cadillac. I want it green or blue.
Don't mess with Laverne Baker on that record, baby. She'll fill you full of lead if you don't make it good. She's going under the name B. Baker, and she's backed up by Maurice King and his Wolverines, who she had played with for quite a while since they were the house band at the Flame Show Bar in Detroit, where she had played in the late 1940s. All three of those songs were cut in 1951. Now it's 1952, and things are really starting to happen for Laverne. She changes her name finally to Laverne Baker, and she starts recording for Todd Rhodes' orchestra. He had a contract with King Records and got lots of exposure. Rhodes had already made the top 10 in 1948 with two records, Blues for the Red Boy and Pot Liquor. The first record she cut with Rhodes Orchestra was called Trying. It was issued on King in September of 1952, and it's one of the most beautiful songs she ever recorded. Rhodes' background arrangement is also very sweet. King would release four records featuring Laverne Baker on vocals, and all four of them had Laverne singing on one side and Todd Rhodes Orchestra playing an instrumental on the B side. So let's kick it off with Trying from September of 1952, and then we'll move into Pig Latin Blues, issued in October of 1952. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're listening to Laverne Baker's early recordings here on The Juke in the Back.
My wings
Was Pig Latin Blues, issued in October of 1952 on King Records. It's Todd Rhodes Orchestra, with lead vocals by Laverne Baker. Her third single as lead vocalist for Rhodes Band was released in December of 1952, Must I Cry Again? And then her fourth and last single with the Rhodes Orchestra was issued in February of 53, Lost Child.
You're digging part one of our two-part feature on the great Laverne Baker. Her recordings from 1949 to 54. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the early recordings of Laverne Baker. I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit here to her very first recording for Atlantic Records. The session was held in New York City on June 19th, 1953, and featured Gene Red's orchestra. It was the flip side of her first Atlantic single, Soul on Fire. And it's this week's Great 78. Here's Laverne Baker with How Can You Leave a Man Like That?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I'm just a lost child, wandering from street to street, asking each person I meet, where is the love for me? Just a lost child, going from door to door, asking for evermore. Who can my true love be? From day to day, hoping that I'll find my way back to a love so true. When my such is true,
released in February of 1953, that's Laverne Baker's last record with the Todd Rhodes Orchestra. Spinning off the King label and holding stable on my jukebox turntable, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This week we're featuring the early recordings of Laverne Baker. This is part one of a two-part feature covering her recordings from 1949 to 54. Next week, we'll take it from 54 up through 1957. So when King Records issued that final single with the Todd Rhodes Orchestra, Laverne was actually in Europe, mostly touring Italy, as part of the Harlem Melody Troupe. It was a successful trek, and upon her return, Laverne Baker had it in her mind that she would become a full-fledged solo recording artist. The label she chose to approach was Atlantic Records. Even though Atlantic was only 5 years old, they had already put together an impressive roster of rhythm and blues acts, including Ray Charles, Ruth Brown, The Clovers, Stick McGee, Tiny Grimes, and many more. Atlantic signed her just in time for the big rock and roll crossover that was about to take place in popular music. Her first session was held on June 19, 1953 in New York City with Gene Red's orchestra. The great Freddie Mitchell is on tenor sax, with Pinky Williams on barry sax. Hank Jones is on piano, with Jimmy Lewis on guitar. Lloyd Trotman is on bass, with Vess Payne on the tubs. Her first single, Soul on Fire, backed with How Can You Leave a Man Like That, was issued by Atlantic in August of 53. It failed to chart, but boy did it set the stage for what was to come. Here's this week's feature, Laverne Baker, with a tune written by Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan and one of my all-time favorite songs, Soul on Fire, spinning off the Juke in the Back.
Shiver, makes me tingle. always won. But now you set my soul on fire, and I really had my fun with all the boyfriends, the good time in friends. I've still had to walk this road. Now you set my soul on fire, and I really had my fun. Goodbye to gray boys, oh hey boy. Goodbye to everyone but you, my love. Well, no. You set my soul on fire, and I really had my fun.
Resist you, but I can't suffer like this. I can't hold out any longer. Made up my mind to give in. I don't care if it's wise or foolish. Loveless lies, oh, it's really the sin. Couldn't be stronger, because at last I have found that I can't hold out any longer. So baby, please don't let me down. Thank you.
Can't Hold Out Any Longer, Laverne Baker's second single for Atlantic Records. It was issued in the spring of 1954 and taken from her second session for the label, held on March 25th of 54, featuring the Jesse Stone Orchestra. Taft Jordan is on trumpet, with Sam the Man Taylor on tenor sax. Dave McRae is on Barry sax, with Al Williams on piano. Mickey Guitar Baker's on the sixth string, while Lloyd Trotman slaps the bass. Joe Marshall is on the tubs. The flip side of I Can't Hold Out Any Longer also comes from that same session, and that's how we're going to close part one of our two-part special on Laverne Baker this week. It's the tune, I'm Living My Life For You. Until next week, where we'll feature part two, 1954 through 57, I'm Matt the Cat reminding you that soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close it down now with Miss Laverne Baker, and I'm Living My Life For You. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll catch you next week for part two. Bye-bye.
But just be sure that I'll always see you through. I'm living my life for you. I'll always stand by your side when shadows fall. Gladly lend a hand when you need it most of all. Will you command, dear? I'll answer to your call. I'm living my life for you. I must confess, I'll always bless the day you came to me. You took my heart and you filled my heart well with a lovely, lovely melody. We got our ship through the stormy sea of fate. You can be the captain, oh, but let me be your mate. I'll always do all the things you want me to. I'm living my life for you.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinTheBack.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke and the Bag.